Welcome to the Equestrian Business Podcast, the show that talks about business for equestrians. I'm your host, Rhiannon Amber. I'm a sales and marketing specialist. I've grown my brand from zero to securing contracts worth twice my old annual salaries, and I've been invited to lecture at the UK's leading equine colleges, and I've helped numerous clients all over the world. If you're an equestrian business owner who wants more revenue, more profit, and a better work-life balance in your business, and you're looking for dry, humid, no-nonsense business advice, you're in the right place, regardless of if you're just getting started or whether you've been in the equestrian game for decades and you're a seasoned professional. I'm going to give you the tools, the strategies, the systems, techniques, and a splash of philosophy and sales psychology. I'm going to tell you what you can do to have more fun, a better work-life balance, and more money in your equestrian business. Hello, and welcome to the Equestrian Business Podcast. I am Rhiannon Amber, the Equestrian Business Specialist, in case you didn't hear that in the intro. But today, we're going to be talking about the mistakes that I've made when I started my business. And like the kind of things that if I could go back and consult with myself and coach myself and teach myself how to do better, these are the things that I would say to myself if I could try time travel and give myself a leg up when I needed it most. So I'm not going to waffle on too much. I want to keep this another short, nice, enjoyable episode. So let's jump straight in. When I first started my business, I didn't have a lot of money. I am really transparent about this. I was flat broke, like broke. I don't mean like, oh, I couldn't afford to put any fuel in my Ferrari this weekend, or, you know, I was really struggling to insure my Lamborghini. No, I mean like, I live in Bradford in Yorkshire, which if you're from outside the UK, it's not the nicest of towns. I'm originally from a council estate in Leeds. I haven't come from money. I've never, you know, had a silver spoon in my mouth, so to speak. And when I say I was broke, I mean like I couldn't afford to feed my children broke. I was pregnant with my second child and I genuinely couldn't afford a box of cereal for my daughter. And me and my partner, who I'm with now, Ramel, we weren't together at the time. We'd had a bit of a bust up and we weren't together. And I had to swallow my pride one day and I had to ring him and say, please, can you please buy me some shopping because I can't afford to eat and I'm pregnant and my daughter doesn't have anything to eat. So when I say broke, I mean on my ass. So I didn't have a lot of money lying around, as you can imagine. And I couldn't invest in business support. Now, I was offered a payment plan from this amazing business coach and consultant. He really, really was worth his weight in gold. And he offered me a payment plan that, honestly, I was stupid to turn down. He said, don't pay me for 6 months. And then when you start getting some results, you can pay me off in monthly installments until you've paid your balance. But I'm only giving you a few days to accept this offer. And I said, look, I'm going to turn it down. I'm not taking on any more debt at this point. And that is one of the most stupid mistakes I ever made in my business, because it really slowed me down. That meant that without that coach and that guidance, without someone saying, this is what you need to be doing, this is what you need to be working on, this is how we're going to achieve it, this is the strategy we're going to be working on together, this is all the things that you're going to learn, this is what you need to say, this is what you need to do, this is what this means, I had to go and study. I had to go and throw myself into intensive level studying. I had to trial and error. I had to find out what worked and what didn't. I had to throw myself in right at the deep end. And now, this coach who offered me this payment plan, it now costs over £100,000 to work with him. And let me tell you, the price that I got offered isn't even 10% of that. utterly wild. And it's one of my biggest regrets in life, that I never carpe diem'd and seized that opportunity. So yeah, not investing in help, not having the right people around you can really, really pull you back, really, really slow you down. And it can save you a lot of problems. Just having that guidance, having that support, having that shoulder to cry on when things get rough, when things get hard, having people in your network, especially if you're not in a massive entrepreneurial circle, if not all your friends are business owners who you can vibe ideas with, paying for a business mentor is invaluable because they are there, they're experiencing it, they get what you're going through, and they really, really are worth their weight in gold because they can listen to you and be that agony aunt that sometimes you just need, as well as keeping you on the path to success, keeping you motivated, keeping you there, keeping you going, and educating you and helping you. I think investing in something that grows you as a person, grows your business, grows your knowledge, grows your skill set, is always something that you should jump at. And also, the other mistake that I made right at the start of my business, if I could go back in time and coach myself through this, I told myself I wasn't good enough. I remember setting up this business, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before. I feel like I mentioned it on the Rain It In podcast when I was with Ash and Josh. I was literally leaving the stables, and my partner was driving because I was just, I don't know. I was like, please will you drive home? I just don't feel good. I feel really on the edge. And as we were coming down the really, really long drive away from the stables, I just broke down in tears. And my partner, because we were back together at this point, and he just looked at me and he was like, what's up? Are you okay? And I was like, I can't do this. I'm shutting down my business. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for this job. People are never going to trust me. People are never going to think that I'm an expert. People are going to think that I don't know what I'm talking about. And I just had a huge anxiety attack, and it led to me taking 4-5 weeks out of the business. And this breakdown, probably the best thing that actually happened to me. I told myself I wasn't good enough, and I shut down my company. I shut down my consultancy firm. And as you can tell, it didn't last very long, because I came back as the equestrian business specialist. So what changed between then and starting up what I am today and moving in a new direction? Well, I'm glad you asked. Nothing, really, apart from a coping mechanism and a coping strategy and a toolkit to manage these emotions. So your brain is quite literally designed that when you step out of your comfort zone, it gets scared, it feels slightly anxious, and you think the worst thing's going to happen. It's called catastrophizing. It's basically where the amygdala in your brain, so this part is, it's your flight or fight response center. And this part of your brain is where you get the cortisol spikes, and this is what throws you into that panic mode and makes you think that the world is absolutely going to end and that everybody hates you. And this part of your brain can be a little bit overreactive sometimes. And this part of your brain is designed to keep you safe. It wants to keep you in your comfort zone because your comfort zone is safe, your comfort zone's reliable, your comfort zone's predictable, and nothing bad happens in the comfort zone. But equally, your amygdala completely ignores the fact that nothing good happens in your comfort zone either. Nothing rewarding happens in your comfort zone. Growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. It happens in your learning zone, which is just outside your comfort zone. Shout out to Katie Pinn from Integrative Sports Coaching. She actually made a post today. Today is the 22nd of March, for anybody who wants to go check it out. All about your comfort zone, your learning zone, and then your fear zone. And they are separate things. So basically, I was telling myself I wasn't good enough. I was saying I couldn't run a company and I was operating off of fear. I was looking for worst case scenarios. I was thinking that everybody would hate me. Everybody would think I'm a big old fraud and that nobody would ever want to buy from me, trust me or work with me, which we know is not true. I've helped hundreds of equestrian business owners now. And it's going really, really well. So what had actually changed? Nothing. I just learned to manage this. I learned the coping mechanisms. I learned the coping strategies. So that some days I still think I'm not good enough. Some days I will still think I'm shit. And if you also have these days, congratulations on being a normal, healthy human being with a human brain. All you need is a management system to nip that in the bud, rationalize it and be like, it's okay, you're having a bad day, your anxiety's just got a little bit too much, we got a little bit over emotional, we got a little bit worked up, we started catastrophizing, how are we going to rein it back in and how are we going to move forward from it? This is your toolkit and this is invaluable. If I could go back to when I started my business, I would just give me a big old hug. You know, I'm a tough lover, but sometimes I think we need that gentle approach too. So I would go back and I would give myself a big old hug and I would just be like, look, you don't need to quit. You just need to do this and you will be on your way. Another thing that held me back when I first started my business was I kept saying things like, one day, when I'm rich, when I make this happen, when I make X amount of money, oh, I'll do it later. I'll set up that marketing strategy at some point. I'll set up that lead magnet at some point. At some point, I'll create that course. At some point, I will do a webinar. At some point, I'll do this. At some point, I'll do that. You can see where this is going, can't you? I was putting things off. I was procrastinating and saying, oh, I can't do it today. I'll do that in the future. And that was when I realized, and it took me way too long to realize, from a business perspective, it took me about 3 months to work this out. Nothing changes unless you change, especially in the world of self-employment, especially if you're a one man, one woman band. You can't make shit happen unless you go out and make shit happen. You can't improve unless you go out and do the work. You can't grow your business unless you go out and do the work. One day and, oh, I'll do it when, is not moving you towards your goals. So that was when I just came across this realization. I was like, hang on, if I don't actually start doing a marketing webinar and start doing these things, if I don't push myself out of my comfort zone and do these things, my business isn't going to grow. I'm not going to get more clients and I'm not going to be able to do all of the things that I want to do. I'm not going to achieve all the things that I want to achieve. The other thing that I didn't do is I didn't prioritize. I made excuses and I would say, oh, I'm too busy. I've got too much going on. I won't be able to do this. I've got X, Y, and Z going on. And I kept making excuses. I didn't stay focused on one thing. I never saw tasks through. And I would say, oh, you know, I'm so busy. I've got the kids to look after. I'm running a business. I've got the horses to look after. I've got my studies. And I would make excuses. And I would spend longer making excuses as to why I'm not doing the work. And it would take me to just do the fucking work anyway, to sit down and be like, oh no, I can't respond to those inquiries, those emails, I can't get that done because I've got the kids to sort. Well, yes, you can. You can pop the kids in the bath and I can send the emails from my phone while the kids are in the bath. I can, you know, pop the kids to bed and I can do it. I can sit down and send the emails for 5 minutes before I read my book or settle down for the evening or chat to my partner about absolute nonsense. That, going back to the other reason where I was just saying one day, it was the same kind of thing. I just needed that fucking kick up the arse gently to be like, look, unless you start going out and doing things, unless you stop making excuses, unless you stop telling yourself that you don't have time, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to grow. You are in sole charge of this business. And this business's future, this business's success, this business's growth depends on You, there is nobody else for you to point the finger at. There's nobody else for you to blame. You have to take that ownership. The last thing, the last big mistake that I made, and I think it's a pretty big one, is I didn't niche down. When I first started business consulting, I would work with anybody. My messaging was boring. My marketing was bland. It was so generic. I actually went back and looked at some of my old marketing content. Oh my days, what a cringe. How terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I was looking through social media at what other people in similar industries were posting, and I would post about similar topics, post similar opinions, post similar kinds of stuff. I can't say directly copied, but I might as fucking well have done, because I sounded exactly like them. It was, yeah, in my own words, but my own words were watered down to try and sound like somebody else who was doing really, really well. And watering down your personality, trying to sound like somebody else, it comes out as fake. It comes out as ingenuine. It comes out as not you. It's not a great look, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And that was because I didn't niche down. Whereas now, I'm quite niched. I'm in the equestrian sector. It's a sector that I love. I've always worked with horses. And it's a sector that I feel really, really, really needs the help and support. I've lost so many of my favourite equestrian businesses. From when I was younger, so many businesses have gone under. Like my favourite tack shop where I bought my first pair of riding boots, gone. How sad is that? Where I got my first pair of riding boots, I remember pulling them on. I think they were Loversons. I remember putting them on. I remember doing the parade up and down the shop for my mum and had pressing my toe. I'm still not sure what that's meant to achieve. But, you know, parading up and down the shop. And I would absolutely, I absolutely loved it in there. I could spend hours looking through all the head collars and looking through the breeches and the jodhpurs and, you know, picking out a head collar that my pony didn't need, buying horse treats that my pony didn't even eat most of the time because I would feed them to all the other horses. But that business is gone, and it's a little part of your childhood that's gone. That's why I chose the equestrian sector, because so many people are amazing at what they do, whether they're saddle fitters, podiatrists, farriers, body workers. You're all amazing at what you do, but no one's taught you the business aspect. No one's taught you how to market a business. No one's taught you how to run a business. No one's taught you about cash flow or forecasting and all these words that sound really corporate. And that's where I come in. I want to make business education more accessible to women in business and help equestrian businesses thrive. So it's always been a massive motivator for me to niche down and find your people. I think a common phrase that's going around on the internet at the moment is find your tribe. And that is why I do what I do. Those are some of the mistakes that I made, and I hope this helps you avoid them. If you would like some help in your business, if you would like some support, if you found yourself listening to any of my podcasts, if you found yourself reading any of my content and you think, do you know what? That's the person that I want to work with. This is the exact kind of person that I need in my business to help me get some more sales and bring some more money in, you can get in touch with me. All of my information is in the show notes, and you can drop me a message at any point. I've got so many different solutions to suit different budgets and anything else that you can imagine. So if you would like to work with me in any capacity, drop me a message. Drop me an email to Rhiannon@equestrianbusinessspecialist.com. I'd love to hear from you. As always, you have been delightful for tuning in, and I have been your host, Rhiannon Amber, the Equestrian Business Specialist.